this is Senator Al Simpson. A new study shows us that 40% of families who claim the earned income tax credit for the working poor are really ineligible. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, we in Congress created the earned income tax credit for a great purpose, an incentive for low-income families to support themselves with jobs instead of welfare. This year, 10 million families will claim $6 billion in benefits under the program, but a very troubling new report is issued by IRS reveals that as many as 40% of those in the program are ineligible. Ted, that adds up to a $2.4 billion mistake. How is Congress dealing with this news? Is it trying to cut back on these errors and fraud? No. Right now, Senate and House negotiators are busy as bees working out new child care legislation that would expand the tax credit from $6 to $18 billion. That's right, Ted. The federal government's answer to this kind of ripoff is to make it three times as big. You always bitch about the rich. The poor rip off the system plenty, too.
Al, your right hand doesn't know what your far right hand is doing. Republicans are big boosters of the earned income tax credit. That was the heart of your Republican proposal on child care. You voted for it yourself, and the Bush administration endorsed it. You grossly distorted that Internal Revenue Service study. You're prejudiced against the poor. The IRS specifically did not say they're ripping off the system. The study was leaked to the press. It wasn't officially released because of doubts about its accuracy. If there's a problem, it's the complexity of the tax credit. Some taxpayers cheat. That's an enforcement problem, and we need to address it. Others claim the credit by honest mistake. But what you didn't mention is that large numbers of poor people don't claim it who could. Sure, Al, let's catch the cheats. But if you weren't such a Grinch, you'd help the deserving poor get the tax breaks they've earned. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Civil Rights Act of 1990. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.